Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will relay the proper time to add crabgrass preventer to our lawns and announce we are currently looking for the McPherson County Farmers Market vendors, along with reminding everyone about our upcoming events on our extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know, that this last Tuesday was proclaimed as the National Ag Day. National Ag Day was first started in 1973 by the Agricultural Council of America. This year marks the fifth year that the White House has publicly recognized National Ag Day as a salute to the contributions of American farmers and ranchers and businessmen. The 2021 theme is Food Brings Everyone to the Table. The proclamation highlights how American agriculture has stepped up over the past year to ensure a safe and abundant food supply. It also stresses during the Build Back there will be an ag sector that works for everyone and highlights that ag will play a critical role in combating climate change. Many local and state Ag Day activities were planned around the country. More importantly, this day reminds everyone that the affordable, abundant, and nutritious food that they depend on every day comes to them thanks to the hard work and the resiliency of 2 million American farmers and ranchers. Here at K-State Research and Extension, we are passionate about advocating for ag and for the ag industry every day. Thank you to all the farmers and ranchers out there that provide us with our day-to-day necessities, most importantly, food. Remember, March is also Kansas Ag Month, as Kansas is agriculture. In my garden news, as time nears to add crabgrass preventer, applying an herbicide at the right time can help alleviate crabgrass problems. For most of Kansas, crabgrass typically begins to germinate around May 1 or a little later, so April 15th is normally a good target date for applying crabgrass preventer because it gives the active ingredient time to evenly disperse in the soil before germination starts. Crabgrass preventers are another name for pre-emergent herbicides that prevent crabgrass seeds from developing into mature plants. It does not kill the weed seed or even keep the seed from germinating, but rather kills the young plants after it germinates. Remember, the crabgrass preventers have no effect on existing plants, so they must be applied before the germination. Also, preventers do not last forever once applied in the soil. Microorganisms and natural processes begin to break them down soon after they are applied. If some products are applied too early, they may have lost much of their strength by the time they are needed. Most crabgrass preventers are fairly ineffective after 60 days. There are two products that provide season-long control of crabgrass from a single application, and they can be applied earlier than April 15th. The proper time to apply the crabgrass preventer falls usually the same time that the eastern redbud tree blooms. It is known for its pretty pink flowers. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jams and jellies, baked goods, fresh meats, and so much more. The dates of the market are mid-May through October, and we must follow the rules by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If anyone is interested in being a weekly vendor, contact me here at the McPherson County Extension Office at 241-1523. In addition, we are looking for a farmer's market manager. This person or persons may also be a regular vendor at the farmer's market. A complete description of the duties and an application form for the farmer's market manager can be picked up or emailed to you from the extension office. On our extension calendar, last night, our Master Gardeners and Friends hosted an educational gardening program covering container gardening. Please call the extension office to get the link to listen to the recorded program. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Friday.